flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Adetula alongside Chris Partee, who is in for a snowed-in John Lopez. And then Colin Neal on the ones and twos in for Figgy Fig, who I believe is still dealing with his flu time off.
Yeah.
I think that he's feeling better, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Should we call him too? No, I'm sorry.
Get Figgy on the phone. Go ahead and call Figgy right quick. Get Figgy on the phone. Let's
sorry,
check on
Fig.
Him. No, we're just calling people now.
We're just going to call anybody now.
We're just going to call anybody and everybody during the show today. Real snow day vibes. I feel like I'm leaning heavily into the snow day vibes of it all. So we just want to make sure.
I'm all for it.
All right. Very good.
I'm with it.
All right. So get Figgy on the phone and we'll get a well check on him on air.
A wellness check.
That's right.
On air wellness check.
On air well check to see how he is. All right. This has been a conversation that I feel like has been brewing for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to solve it in one segment by any means.
But we're going to try.
Okay. I like the perspective on it, right? The question that comes up is that should the Texans change the system, right? And of course, in asking that, you're indirectly asking, should Bobby Slowick still be the offense coordinator of this team? We heard yesterday in the opening statement, as if to just ward off all the questions that would inevitably come, that honestly still came in some areas. But D'Amico Ryan started off by saying that, hey, in fact, you have D'Amico Ryan's here. Let's start there. I realize that I probably should just play the audio instead of telling you about the audio. But D'Amico Ryan's opening statement from the press conference yesterday, because, I mean, he immediately set the tone for like the time frame and what he is dealing with right this moment when it comes to personnel and staff decisions.
Be a lot of questions about, you know, staffing players and all those things. Just want to let you guys know that I'll take the week to make those decisions on staffing and all those things. So before everybody gets started, just want to let you guys know that.
Okay, right. So he tried to get that out the way. So he's at least going to be a week. I imagine that
at least
come next Monday, there'll be someone that's like, hey, D'Amico. I don't know. I don't even know how they be getting at him, but just, hey, D'Amico.
What's the deal?
At the grocery store. Hey, D'Amico.
What's happening?
Where we at? But first and foremost, like, do you feel like there should be a change? And I have some audio that I think will be interesting in the idea of if this changes the perspective on it at all. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I had some audio that I...
My bad.
That's my bad on setting it up.
It's all good. Yeah. There should definitely be some changes, but personally, I'm bringing Bobby Slowick back. And I know people don't want to hear that.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and move out your way. I'm going to let you, so that if anybody, 713-572.
I know they're going to get at me.
4-6-10.
I know they're going to get at me. I know they're going to get at me, but hear me out.
Okay.
We've seen, okay, it's been 2 years
with him
as the offensive coordinator.
That's right.
The first year was magnificent, right? Now, I get it that he's taking a step back is for in terms of calling this offense and preparing this offense. But I think they can get back to that. Now, there does need to be some changes scheme-wise. And I think the way you go into this is, if there's any reluctance on Mr. Slowick's part to make changes to the offense, then he's got to go. He's got to be open to constructive criticism, as we all need to be in all of our jobs or whatever we're doing in life. Open to constructive criticism when you hit a few road bumps, a few hiccups, whatever it may be. So, no. I would bring him back. I just think 2 years is too soon to just throw everything out and start over again. I don't think you want to get into that cycle of, you know, running through offensive coordinators with your young quarterback, because we see it a lot in the NFL.
It's interesting that
you've seen it too many times.
Right.
I don't think you want to start down that path just yet.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because one Peyton Manning, who was on Kevin Clark's podcast on ESPN, and he brought up a similar thing, and I was wondering, does this give anyone pause, especially the folks who immediately are in the, you know, dump Slowick train of thought? Here's that man.
You're exactly right. It's got to be an organizational plan, okay? I mean, it bothers me that Bryce Young is already on his third play caller,
yeah,
and he's only played, you know, two seasons, right? Caleb Williams is going to be on his third play caller sometime next September, and that to me, that's a miss, right? If we're going to draft this guy, okay, who's the head coach going to be? The coordinator, this is the system we're going to run. If the coordinator leaves and takes a head coaching job, I want the guy that's replacing him shadowing him 24/7. He's riding to work with him. He's eating breakfast with him. Maybe sleeps in the same room. It's kind of awkward with the coordinator's wife, whether she wants somebody, you know, laying on the floor. But I want them there the whole time, so that quarterback doesn't have to learn a new system every single year. I think Baker Mayfield had to learn 5 systems in 4 years. Alex Smith, 6 systems in 6 years. Like, Tom Brady had the same system his whole career. I had the same system my first 14 years in Indy. There's a reason that you know, going back to those reps. And so, yes, you're exactly right. It's more than just – it's an organizational plan. What is the best way to develop this guy? Don't make him learn Latin, German, and French all in the first 2 years. That's not fair.
I hate how charismatic Peyton Manning is.
Very. He is. He just oozes charisma.
He does. He really does. But, I mean, I think his point is in line with yours, the idea of, hey, man, the idea of making too many changes early. I don't know that a move away from Bobby Slowick would quite fall into that
really?
Bucket. Yeah, man. I know the first 2 years of, you know, the first 2 years of having C.J. Stroud in this system is what it is, right? You have this level of comfort that he has with it, but it would not necessarily be the same as in year one and year two and year three, like having a whole bunch of times. And I think C.J. Stroud is developing as a quarterback. That was some of the struggles that you saw this past season, was like a level of growth. I know that he would be comfortable. He even spoke about such, like being comfortable being with Bobby Slowick another year, but I would hate more than having him have to learn more often is having him have to shoulder too much responsibility that your play caller and your coordinator should be taking off of him with the scheme that you have. And that was the big issue for me with Bobby Slowick this year. Some of that was offensive line. In fact, a lot of that was offensive line issues as well. But it also felt like there weren't enough answers being given by the scheme that you had there. And they're also in the midst of having a regression after your first year, which I think it is Seth Payne that says this very well. I think he coined it, or he, you know, kind of phrased it in a way that really clicked with me, is last year's offense with this Texas team was promising. It wasn't inherently flatly good. And so if you have a promising offense, what you need to have after that is an offense that is an improving offense. What you had this year was an offense that was not improving. It was an offense that was at best stagnant maybe regressed from a promising offense. Yeah. That feels like that's problematic. And in addition to that, it did not feel imaginative. So at least you could go, okay, where there was risks in there. It felt like it was a regressing offense and an offense that also was not like particularly, I don't know, it didn't reach for the stars in some way.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm hearing is you don't think that with Bobby Slowick at the helm next year, they can recover and get back on track, you know, I guess more similar to what we saw in year one with him and C.J. Stroud.
Well, in year one, you didn't really scheme up a good run game. In year two, you didn't really scheme up a good run game either. You just had Joe Mixon. And this is a offensive philosophy, especially like the bare bones Shanahan offense that Bobby Slowick calls, as opposed to some of these other Shanahan-based offenses that have concepts built upon them, right? It's incumbent upon running. And running the football, we come back around. Like, these things are inextricably linked. Yeah. Running the football depends on offensive line. You did not have good offensive line play. I understand that makes this evaluation tough, but it's rare in football where you are going to isolate the variable completely. That was one of the things, and maybe I need to put a dollar in the bucket by bringing this up. When I was in Dallas, dealing with Jason Garrett. Remember,
the
Cowboys kept Jason Garrett for 10 whole years, and it was evident to everybody outside of the Cowboys that Jason Garrett, not a particularly great coach. Fine, right? They'd be like 8-8 or whatever.
After year five, he needed to go.
Everybody knew it, around the league, and everybody was happy. Everybody was happy that the Cowboys kept making that dumbass decision because there you go, right? But, like, it's because in that situation, they kept doing the thing where it's like, oh, well, there's this one thing that happened, and there's this injury that happened, and it's like, you're not going to isolate the variable completely. You have to be able to make an educated, decision and an educated estimation based off of what you can see. I don't know that you can isolate the variable here, I guess. Like, you could make sure to get this offensive line better and bring Bobby Slowick back, but at what cost, right? The young, cost-controlled quarterback in a situation where you have young talent that is developing around him, plus you've brought in veteran talent that honestly looks like they could compete at a high level, right? With all the things that we've talked about, bad offensive line, a scheme that feels like it is not imaginative and at least is not progressing. You were competing with a back-to-back champion and a team that is playing at a high level, one-loss football team for three quarters. Imagine if you get that to be better. And so I'm like, look, man, this feels like the instance where you absolutely move on. Now you have to make sure that you get the right guy and to see, fill that's in the, on the other side of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. I mean, I just feel like.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's say the Texans do go ahead and get rid of Bobby Slowick. I feel like you are almost setting a precedent that if it's not looking great after 2 years, we're just going to keep trying to replace that guy. You know what I mean? Like, the offense keeps struggling. Now, after 2 years, I feel like you're kind of setting a precedent there. And then again, like Peyton Manning talked about, and, you know, it holds a lot more weight when he says it than when I say it. But I'm on the same track as Peyton in, you don't want to look up in 5 years and CJ's had four different coordinators.
Yeah.
That's not a track you want to be on. That's not a winning track. It's just not. And that's not helping his development, for one. I mean, we talk about all the other things, you know, offensive line, running game. But we know in the NFL, if you don't have that quarterback, you're not winning a Super Bowl at this point.
Correct.
We're far removed from the NFL where you can have your defense just take you to the promised land all the way, just on defense and not being able to really do anything on offense. We're far removed from that. The Eagles have a great defense, but they still have a really good offense. They have the quarterback.
They run the ball really well.
And they run the ball really well. And I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback, but he's good, though. He's a good quarterback.
What are you saying about Notch playing?
but that's what I'm getting at. You know, you got to have that quarterback. And if you're switching up offensive coordinators every two, possibly 3 years at most, his development and his growth is stunning, in my opinion. And Peyton Manning, you know, pointed to that.
Yeah.
Flat out said it.
I feel like what also stunts him is not having the level of experience necessary. Because one of the things that you have to remember here is it's not just an offensive coordinator position in a vacuum. It's an offensive coordinator with the defensive head coach, which means that you out there as the man on offense, right? Like, you don't have anybody offering a certain level of guidance on this. And I know that kind of like the OG is supposed to be with Bill Lazor, kind of that offensive assistant there. But I don't know. And maybe this is disrespectful to Bill Lazor, man. You go back around and you go, hey, Bill Lazor, I've looked at those offenses that he was the offensive coordinator of, and I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. That does not inspire me a whole bunch. And so I feel like if you're going to have a young guy in that situation where it is his offense, he needs to bring something special schematically, which I do not feel like, or you need to have a level of experience in play calling in some of these situations so that you can helm all of this on your own. And it feels like Bobby Slowik is just not in the right place for his talents. I'm not saying that he's a bad offense coordinator or that he cannot be a good offense coordinator. This just does not feel like this is working for the situation that you have. And rather than waiting and trying to make those things fit together, I think that you have the opportunity to match what is, as you rightfully pointed out earlier, a championship caliber defense with an offense that at least is complementary to it and capable of accentuating what they have. Because you talked about it. You're right. You do have the quarterback for this.
Yeah.
You do have some great, some incredible offensive, you know, keystones to work around.
Oh, yeah.
When you talk about
pieces. They got
Nico
pieces.
Collins.
Yeah.
You talk about Joe Mixon. You do not want to waste that any more than you already have. I mean, hell, you were talking about Joe Mixon. Bring this back around because we made this all about the quarterback, but there's other facets of this. Again, you need the run to work. But the run did not work outside of Joe Mixon doing it on his own.
Yeah. And that is rough. And we've talked about it pretty much all show about the changes that need to be made along the offensive line. But again, I'm just, again, if, like I said, if you're putting me on the spot and I got to make a decision, I'm staying with Slowik. But that's going to come with a lot of changes to the scheme. And now maybe you bring in another, someone to consult, you know, and work with him and CJ.
Sure.
Maybe it's a, not saying it has to be Peyton Manning, but someone along those lines that have been in those trenches and has had a lot of success in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
playing that quarterback position, can come in and consult, you know, pay somebody to do that, bring them in.
And if you're paying somebody to come in at that point, why not pay somebody to take over?
But do you think a Peyton Manning wants to be the offensive coordinator though?
But
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you're not going to pay them what you're paying the offensive coordinator.
If you find someone who is capable of bringing those kind of answers, does it not reason to say that somebody who can come in and give you those types of answers to fix your offense might as well just run the offense?
Yeah, but somebody I'm talking about is probably not someone who's going to want to come in and do the daily grind of being the offensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about more of a consultant role. And I'm not talking about someone to come in and just fully replace. I mean, because if you're going to do that, then obviously, yeah, just go ahead and do that. I don't think that's... I just don't think that's the answer right
and
now.
At that point, that this is when we need to start digging into the names and the possibilities. I know people, especially after the national championship game, are looking at the likes of like Chip Kelly that has come up. And obviously you immediately go to like the well of who are the guys in that, that further in that Shanahan tree that are, you know, the quarterback coaches and the guys who are, you know, following in that vein. In fact, in that audio that we heard from Peyton Manning talking about, hey, you don't want to change too much. And maybe if you're going to move on, you have someone that's in there. I know that you had the quarterback coach, Rod Johnson, of this team that people have looked at. But it feels like if you're going to make that move, you make it in order to make a significant, to make a distinct change away from what you've had. And again, Gerard Johnson would come in with a certain level of inexperience as well. Plus, if Gerard Johnson had the answers, I imagine some of those would filter up to Bobby Slowik. And I say
they would have been there already, you would think.
No disrespect to Gerard Johnson. This definitely feels like there's a level of experience that is necessary with this offense, especially like you do not have the cover of having an offensive head coach who is going to come in and also give you game, right? It feels like you need a shift.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, again, taking what yesterday, if you were listening live to D'Amico Ryan's press conference, when he mentioned Bobby Slowik and the growth that he had this year, he kept that real, real short and sweet.
He did elaborate.
He did not.
Not too much.
And I mean, we might be reading too much into it, but
we probably are, but still.
Yeah, like,
what we heard, you know, it didn't seem like he wanted to go on and on about it.
No, and I don't know how much you can go on and on about the development of this offense under Bobby Slowik, and I think that's ultimately the issue. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll get Figgy on the phone in the next segment. How about that? Well, as a confession, we'll see how Figgy is doing. Right now, I did mention that we were going to give away 4 tickets to the Houston Automotive Show. Let's do that now. Caller number 10 will win a chance for those 4 tickets. The Houston Automotive Show, which is happening January 29th to February 2nd at NRG Stadium. 713-572-4610. That's the number to call. And then coming up next, we will indeed do our lunchtime confessions on Sports Radio 610.